order. Trustee Harris.
Here.
Trustee Jenner.
Here.
Trustee Rafter.
Here.
Trustee Vandenhoven is here. Trustee Dart.
Here.
Trustee Gass is excused. And Trustee Dennis.
Here.
Are there any modifications to the agenda this evening?
Do we do the pledge?
Oh, we didn't do the pledge. Please rise for the Pledge of Allegiance.
Oh, I got the clock.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
I'm going to be bold and pick these trees.
Are there any recommended modifications to the agenda this evening? Is there a motion to approve the agenda as submitted? Trustee Dart. Second, Trustee Dennis. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried. Are there any announcements this evening?
You may have noted that Mr. Jim Colts passed away. His obituary was in the paper yesterday.
I didn't notice that.
Yes.
Regular attendee here.
Today.
A funeral today.
Yep. Thank you. Any other announcements? Public appearances. Since we seem to only have one visitor this evening, would you mind if we just took your comments as we...
The first one might be under the category.
Do you have any comments outside of the budget?
I just have a question. Yeah. It's not budget specific, but it's budget related. Where are you at with the strategic planning idea? Moving forward, or have you done anything with that yet?
Yes, we're engaging with the consultant who will do the work pro bono. And we plan to do that in January. We just haven't nailed down a specific date.
All right. My other question is related to the budget proper.
Okay. Any other comments, Mr. Matuzic? Clarence, what's your address? Clarence? Your address?
2680 South Webster Avenue.
Okay. You think I'd know that by now? Any other items for public appearances? Okay. 2015 budget hearing. Is there anyone who'd like to speak with regard to the proposed 2015 budget? Hearing none. Yes, sir. Please approach.
You want me up there?
Yes, please.
I shall repeat. Clarence Matuzic, 2680 South Webster Avenue. I'm satisfied with the bottom line. However, I do have a couple of questions on things up above. One is related to administrative services. Now, you're adding a position, actually two positions, but the one, is related to economic development. And my question is that in addition to Trevor, or is that in place of, or are you retaining him now in that capacity?
I'm not sure which position that you're referring to.
There was a new position. You were adding two positions. And there was
Trevor.
Pardon?
Trevor.
That's for Trevor?
Yeah.
So there's not going to be another person. It's just...
Trevor already started?
He will first of the year. He's still
first of the year.
Part-time.
Okay. Yeah, Trevor is going to start in the first of the year in that position. There's not an additional position related to economic development.
All right. Because if there were, you know, I have concerns that we'd be adding administrative services when it seems that we're reducing primary services. For example, brush pickup has been reduced, not this current year, but in the past, and sidewalk plowing. At the budget review session, you had a concern, as well as me, and I think a couple of other board members, regarding consulting fees for engineering. And as far as I'm concerned, you did not receive an adequate answer from Craig. And I see he's not here tonight, so we're still not going to answer. He talked in terms of what was necessary, which I have questions about, but he never did give you a dollar number. It was in the budget, and he should have done that. Did you ever get a dollar number for consulting fees for 2015?
No, we didn't. Nope, we didn't.
Because, as I said, last year was like $350,000. That's out of sight in the country. So, who knows whatever that's worth. Next one has to do sidewalk flooring. You have a revised policy, but I consider it inconsistent and inequitable. I think Jim Sigelski does exercise a good judgment in how he applies existing policy. That's marginal who plows. However, I'd call your attention to something. He had one policy for Alloway and Webster Avenue, and I don't maybe it applies to Far River, say.
Right.
You have a different policy for the remainder of the village, with the exception. I think, to my recollection, there are six or more sidewalks that service schools between properties, and you plow those. Now, what's the difference between that and a sidewalk like mine in front of my house? To my mind, it's no difference. Or it's no difference being on Hoffman Road where you've got the sidewalk on your sidewalk, and you don't plow that one. So I got a problem with that. You also plow the two bridges on the jurisdiction of the county. Again, it's unfair. Why are they treated ordinarily as a residence? Now, in my opinion, I do not have the numbers anymore because I've been too far removed. But it comes down to my opinion that the juice is not worth the squeeze, and I think you should just reinstate the sidewalk plowing the way it used to be for everyone. And I don't think it's going to cost that much more to do that. And the old policy, they did the primary plowing, and the residents all did the secondary cleanup. And I wish you would give that very strong consideration to simplify it. Because even right now, you have the policy in place, and it's based on inches of snow. But in the case of Alloway and Webster, I told you this before, you can have 2 inches of snow, and the plow from the county goes by, you've got 6 inches of snow. So what applies? The 2 inches that God put there, or the 4 inches that the county put there. You know?
I think it's
so
God.
It would be much simpler, in my mind, just to do it again. And the following, is, again, it's related to the budget, but it's not specifically a line item. And that has to do with enforcement policies. It might be better for me to do this at a regular meeting, but it's appropriate because you're considering enforcement revenues and so forth. Again, you may or may not know that you staff has been issuing warnings and I guess outright citations for things like brushing out too early, campaign signs in the right of way, but it's inconsistent. And in my mind, if you're going to enforce those placard signs, how about the people, the college student painting? How about Heritage Hill when they have special activities? How about the warnings when they advertise? LAFS, and it's cooperative, isn't it? Whichever service are
you. Anyhow, I can see optimist.
In other words, it's inconsistent. Some of signs are allowed, and others you're coming down hard on people. So I'm just calling that to your attention. You know what? I think I'm done.
Are you sure?
I think so. Well, I've discussed this with Clara, I have a problem with that. I'm going to recheck, but I think it's inadequate for public information for the hearing. And I'll fire one as an example, but I'll take that up with her. We've already had a discussion and debate about it.
Well, good thing you didn't make 100 copies.
The entire budget's available online, right?
I understand that, but I don't think it's my recollection that I have not checked recently. In my recollection, the statute is specific of what's supposed to be available at the hearing, not about the internet, because it wasn't on the internet when the law was passed. The notice in the papers are appropriate, because it was a different subject, but I call it correctly. I've not seen that one, but it sounds like the one that should have been at this meeting. Because this one tells you anything except the tax rate. You can't go through as a resident and say, hey, what about this, what that, because it's not there. Thank you.
Thank you.
Clarence, are you looking for the notice? Is this what you're looking for?
No.
No?
More
okay.
than that. Thank you.
We could have made two copies for every resident who showed up at the budget meeting tonight, and we would have been okay. Brad, as we go into the next year, maybe we can explore the cost of the sidewalk plowing, especially as we're adding sidewalks, and I think that's part of the equation in terms of the pushback or people's apprehension to putting sidewalks in front of their houses, in addition to the having to take out landscaping and things like that. I think it's the plowing where at least a good part of the issue really lies. And so I would be interested as well of knowing how much it would really cost us if we just plowed the sidewalks. With regard to the budget hearing and the attendance at the budget hearing, spent some time trying to get people engaged in the budget and to come to the budget hearings or the budget deliberations that we had leading up to this point. And if you recall, the folks who were here for some of the higher profile issues or more contentious issues like the sexual offender ordinance or when we made decisions about sidewalks, I invited them to be equally engaged in the budget process now, especially when some folks were claiming that we were spending money unwisely by putting in extra roads or putting in extra sidewalks. And I'm not sure I obviously don't have the solution to this problem, because not that you're not wonderful to have your clearance, but I just don't think one person at a budget hearing is an acceptable attendance. So I think we have to think about, in the course of the next year, trying to figure out ways to get people further engaged in the budget process. Pardon?
What'd you say?
I'm a little surprised that you have a board member who's not here for the most important meeting of the year.
Duly noted. Any other comments? Any other discussion points with regard to the budget? Again, thanks to Brad and Clara and all the department heads and the entire staff, actually, for putting this together. We've said this before when we had the budget deliberations. It just keeps getting smoother every year, and some of the decisions get harder and harder every year. But
yes, and thanks primarily, Clara, for at the budget meetings being able to kind of create different scenarios so that we could kind of quickly see if we do this and this is going to happen. And then the clarification on the state reimbursement, I'm going to call it the wrong thing because I'm not sure what mm-hmm. The shared revenue thing, and the solution you came up with that was great. It certainly makes our jobs easier. Appreciate it.
And as we move forward into this year and into next year, or into this new fiscal year, I think we all have to be cognizant of some of the things that we talked about in the deliberations. That I think we dodged a bullet again with the insurance rates, and it's not going to be as easy in years upcoming. In fact, I was at a meeting this morning of a nonprofit whose board I sit on, and their 27% is their projected increase in insurance costs, so benefit costs. Matthew, did you have something?
I just also wanted to acknowledge the help that Clara gave us, myself and Jim, with going through the process. Yep. She set aside a special amount of time for us, prepared some materials, and allowed us to get up to speed faster with the entire process. So I just wanted to publicly thank you.
And if there's anything you can think of that we can do better next year, I know that you sent out solicitations for questions beforehand. I'm not sure if you got very many of them. But if you need us to do that sooner or you need us to do anything different, then just let us know. Anything else with regard to the budget hearing? All right. Item 6, I will entertain a motion to adopt the 2015 budget. Is there a motion as such? Trustee Genrich.
I'll make the motion to adopt the 2015 budget as presented.
Is there a second? Trustee Dart.
Seconds.
Discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion passes. Is there a motion to adjourn? Trustee Rafter, second. Trustee Dennis. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? We're adjourned.